And we're live on Suzilla.
Yay! Welcome to Thursday. It is Suzilla. You're at Wenatchee Insurance and the lovely Wenatchee, Washington, talking with Matt and Susie. I'm Susie. That's Matt.
Hey.
Hey. So what's our topic today, my darling?
Well, we're going to get back on that finding the yellow brick road to success.
The yellow brick road to success. Okay, so tell me about... Tell me about the Emerald City.
Well, it's not at the Emerald City. It's the journey. It's always the journey.
That's
true. It's always the journey because last night, well, actually yesterday was one of those significant days in that, well, we both went to the dentist.
Yes.
And I had to, you know, new dentist brings out all those old fears of me, you know, being horribly mistreated.
That's true. You were with our, I had to bully you into getting to our previous dentist, and you still didn't go see him regularly. And then we've changed dentists recently within the last year or so, partly because he's like super convenient to our office.
Yeah, it's like less than 150 feet. I have zero excuses.
Yeah, you really have no excuses other than, you know, basically. And so I went to the dentist. I had a great experience. Mm-hmm. And then Matt went to the dentist right after me. And tell us about your experience.
Well, it's weird to me. And this is one of the things I got to ponder is... He was genuinely nice and asked concerned questions.
Okay.
And that is very contradictory to, you know, the services provided from previous medical professionals. Uh-huh. Of, you know, being the, well, this is the my way or the highway type deal.
Yeah.
And just finding someone that has that, you know, positively and concern is weird for me.
Okay.
And I've got to work through that mental issue. It's like, okay, you know, do I trust him? Is this a trap?
Oh yeah.
Is it a trap?
You're trying to figure out if he is sincere in his kindness.
Yeah. I got to figure out if he's genuine.
Okay.
And because that's one of those big things for trust is playing on and understanding if that person is genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that 1,000 times a day. And it does take a little bit of work until you get to, oh, yeah, I trust you. I don't have to do that judgment anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we went from, you know, that, and I'm still, you know, working through that, and it'll be a journey. but that's
on the yellow brick road.
That's cool and all. And last night we had a mixer for the Supernova.
Yes, which if you're not familiar with our Supernova project, we did this last year.
Yes.
And it is an economic development district project. If you're not familiar with economic development districts, a lot of counties and regions of states have these little projects to foster growth in small businesses.
Yeah. We didn't even know these things existed 3 years ago.
It's true. And we met somebody who had in our local district. What they do is they sponsor a contest every year. If you've got a small business, especially if you're a startup, you can join in and learn all kinds of amazing things. So we've talked about the here in our podcast before. Mm-hmm. And with a chance to win, you know, $10,000 as a prize at the end.
Yes.
We participated last year. It's called the Supernova Project. And as far as we can tell, it's relatively unique in the economic district.
There are other economic districts that do something similar.
Yeah.
There are certainly, like I was mentioning to Craig last night, that Okanagan has some really excellent classwork.
They do. They really do.
The Tri-County, which is over in Ponderay, Stevens Ferry area, mm-hmm. of Washington State, they've got some training going on over there. Mm-hmm. I stumbled into down south. There's a economic region in the Gorge.
Oh, that makes sense.
That straddles the Columbia. So you've got southern Washington with northern Oregon kind of clustered together.
That makes sense.
And I know that I want to say there's one in Yakima as well.
I think so too. But the Supernova Project is what our local one does.
Oh, and we can't forget about Thurston County.
Yes, Thurston County.
Thurston County in Olympia, and because our group of our trainers, Enterprise for Equity, comes out of that group, and we've had some amazing resources.
Absolutely, we have. And that's who does the training for our particular economic district projects. And so the new Supernova launched March, I want to say.
I know that they were taking it. It's up to February. They were taking applications. So they're probably in, they're at least 2 weeks in, because, you know, there was at least one person I talked to that was
struggling to get caught up.
Get caught up because life.
Yeah, life happens. Exactly. Life happens.
And
we were quick to encourage them.
Yes, because in the whole business realm of things, you will be onslaughted with the amount of stress that you will never believe as a small business owner.
Yeah, you wouldn't even realize. It's like, oh, I'm not working for them. Yeah, you're not working for somebody else, but man, that's a lot of work. And that's cool though, but you're working, but ultimately you are working for yourself, and you're, you know, improving your lot in life and hopefully the lots of life around of the people around you. Wow, that did not make a lot of sense, but I knew
it was a lot there.
It's a lot.
So
we had a mixer, met some of the new participants, and got to catch up with some of the some folks from our class and the classes before us, which was cool. Got hot dogs from Dooley Dogs. Thank you, April.
Yeah, so we went there, and it was the seeing what the next generation is evolving into, and working through that. And I ended up getting a couple conversations. We got some decent deep conversations about, well, why are you doing this, or I didn't know you were there, or, what's your skill set. And it boils down to some of those questions. It's like you have to answer for yourself and ask them regularly. It's like, Why do you do what you do?
That's always the first question. That's how Matt roped me into this, is why do you do what you do?
Yeah.
That's how he made me see my value in changing careers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it puts you on a really genuine path. Mm-hmm. My answer is, I want to take care of people. Mm-hmm. Well, the next question is how do you want to do it?
Mm-hmm. And that's where we launched our businesses.
Oh, we've launched a couple of businesses before this. What it's down to is I want to work with computers and people.
There you go. And you've achieved it.
And that was over a half my lifetime ago.
Yeah.
Of asking myself that, how do you want to do this? And there's been a little hiccups in the road, but we are pretty much on that path of taking care of people and working with people and computers.
Yes.
And it clears through a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it does. Knowing why you do something can really help clarify if what you're doing is the right thing for you. Because if you think, okay, I do something because I blah, 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 and you're doing something that is counter to that, you really need to assess whether or not that's the right position you want to be in. If that's the right job, if it's the right career, if it's the right relationship, you got to know why. And when you know why, when you explore your why, you really can dig deep into some stuff you haven't thought about.
Yeah.
You know?
And
it's kind of exciting and a little bit scary.
Well, it becomes really simple because I want people around me with that similar value of I want to take care of people.
Yep. Yep.
And if someone actively displays that they are unable to do that, they're not in my life.
They're out of the circle of trust.
They're actually, it's hard to even approach me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You do put up a hard boundary that is, it's very, I don't know. It's nebulous. It's there, but people know that if they're not the right fit for you, you just kind of bounce them off your psychic wall.
Yeah, they don't approach. They just go away in their dramas elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Because my drama is about taking care of people.
Oh.
And it's really weird because we've had, you know, once we, you know, as we keep working with that and working with that model, there have been people that have been kind of satellites.
Yeah.
Family members. Mm-hmm. And because they just poof, never to be seen from again.
Yeah. Because they, you know, they just sort of fell out of our circle of our world. Now, but that brings me back to this dentist,
mm-hmm.
who is treating you like you want to be treated.
Yes, but this is an old hiccup of my training,
uh-huh.
of the, you know, professional gotta be mean.
Ah.
You know, that whole, you know, tough love thing, mm-hmm. that we grew up as Gen Xers.
Is it primarily medical or is it just?
Well, no, it's this horrible conception that if something's nice, it's
not good enough.
It's not good for you.
Okay. Okay. Well, but on the same token,
we were told that as kids.
Yeah.
It's like, here, this, do this. It builds character.
Yeah, there you go. So on the same token, here we are in our office being nice,
yeah.
being kind, but you're having a hard time accepting it yourself.
Yeah.
You can give it, but you can't take it.
Well, that's my lesson to find out.
Uh-huh.
And because I do not treat myself. I mean, years ago, I was in Rotary. And they were describing what I do for a pastime. And someone very astutely is like, how do you relax?
He's not good at relaxing. He's really not.
You know, sit down, chill out, read a book. No, not really. I'm just this kind of this ball of elemental force that keeps moving forward. Mm-hmm. And
he's the Jason Voorhees of insurance. That's obscure.
That is obscure. I don't know how many people get that.
Don't care. I get it.
It's not Friday. Part of being, you know, genuine, you know, to that path of success is being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Folks will argue it because they want to measure success in some other manner.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's very limited.
Yeah. A lot of times it's notoriety or dollars, something more concrete rather than nebulous, you know, rather than people measure success by the amount of money in your bank account or the number of toys you have in your driveway. Some people do.
Well, one of the things that we measure success in what we do on a transactional level,
mm-hmm.
an individual level, is if someone leaves our office smiling.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and we that's a success for us. If someone goes out happier than they came in, I've succeeded.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that it's really difficult for people to grasp that. Notice we didn't say sold a policy.
Mm-mm, no.
And I really can't classify what we do as insurance sales.
It's almost the sale of the policy is kind of secondary to our service. And yeah. our responsibility to our clients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't enter the picture. Now, mind you, we've got, you know, probably 30 different insurance companies looking over our shoulder going, oh, you sold one. It's like, no, it was just a good fit. You keep making good products and keep servicing our customers fine. We don't have no problem.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
And that's what most people don't understand is it's like, no, we don't work for the insurance companies. They will pay us.
Mm-hmm.
We work for our clients.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And when someone confuses that model up, it's like, okay, yeah, you don't understand insurance.
Well, most people don't understand insurance, no. Though. So that's okay.
So, yeah, we've got this goofy model of taking care of people. We just happen to use insurance primarily. Sometimes it's, hey, come in, hang out on our couch.
Yeah.
Watch some TV. Because mm-hmm. you need to chill out.
Yeah. If you need to run away from home for a few minutes, we got a space.
You know, if you need to work something out, there's the kiddie room.
Yeah, knock your socks off.
Yeah.
Everything happens is confidential.
And that's very important to have that sort of safe space mm-hmm. to figure things out. And I don't think enough people are figuring things out for themselves.
No, probably not.
They're looking for this formula.
Yeah, because they never, it's scary to work it out for themselves.
Or they have to be told.
Yeah. Well, it's because they never knew. You know, it's not an instinctual thing. You know, I had to be told what to do for a long time.
Well, it's
sometimes I still do.
It's what, and this is part of the conflict and cultures of generations. We really saw that with with our generation and the older generation not understanding that there are folks out there that are making money by putting up YouTube videos and playing video games.
It's a thing. It's a legit thing.
It's a very legit thing.
And it's elusive. It's just like, what do you mean they're just, how can you make a living doing this? It's like, yeah, you really can.
Which goes back to my dentist quandary.
Yes.
And you know, oh no, you gotta, you know, to get to the good dentistry, you got to go through torture. It's got to be a little shop of horrors.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, my generational hiccup, that mm-hmm. training mm-hmm. saying, oh, well, hey, you got to do this. And encountering someone that's working that new model, it's like, okay, let's see how this works.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the dentists we had prior to our mm-hmm. prior to this dentist, we had a dentist
yeah.
that we worked with for a long time. And before that, we both had dentists that were bad experiences.
Oh yeah.
And then we went to this new this other dentist, and we liked him. Mm-hmm. It was great for a while. Things changed, and then we moved our office, and it's like, oh hey, this dentist is 150 feet from our front door. Let's go see them. And this new dentist is even a step farther than the dentist we were seeing.
Well, I
it's a different.
It's different because it's different,
but
yeah,
not bad. Just different.
Yeah, the previous dentist technically awesome.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know, crowns on site, amazing work, and but there was always kind of this weird wall.
Okay, I'll see that. And you connected in a outside of the office manner.
Yeah.
You kind of, like I said, you kind of bumped knuckles.
Yeah, we bumped knuckles and had some good conversations. Plus, we all shared the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Makes things easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that, I can't say nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I can't say nice is because nice is usually like polite.
Okay. So what's...
Because the other one was polite.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this, you know, there was, like I said, there was this weird wall. And the new one doesn't have that weird wall. It's just a different presentation. And it's like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, if... Is this real? Because it's different from previous experiences.
Right. And it's just a new experience that you have to work your way through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. It's a growth thing.
It is a growth thing. Because, you know, I've always got to be growing. And it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. And if we can get our teeth taken care of in a gentle and kind manner, I'm okay with that. All I know is my teeth are clean and I'm a happy woman.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the work is entirely different. They were working with a trainee for me. And they were like, and I'm like, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And I have this tendency to, you know, let the professionals be professional.
Yeah.
So if they don't have those, you know, those boundaries of, hey, this is what I want to do and be, you know, gentle and be good and wholesome, they can run all over me.
Yeah.
And it's that professional level of trust. Mm-hmm. So it's working through that and finding that. So, you know, and I know that eventually along the way, we're going to find out, oh, why are you doing this? And
oh yeah. We'll Matt's very good at getting stuff out of people.
Well, it's,
he does the why.
I mean, I make it safe for people to communicate.
It's true.
And
he's very good at that.
And so if someone's not ready to communicate, out the door they go.
Fair.
Well, no, it's not fair. It's just, it's what happens. And that's why you get people that don't approach me.
Oh yeah. Cause they're not ready to communicate.
And by me being accepting of their communication level, mm-hmm. just speeds up the process.
Well, if they're completely blocked off and not willing to have any kind of communication, that's one thing. But everyone does have their different levels of comfort with communication. If they got even just a level 3 versus, you know, out of 50, it's still a level.
Not being in the room is communication.
In its own right, yes.
And most people don't understand that.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool.
People think communication is a more direct situation. It's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to be direct.
Well, I don't mistake just words or just language as communication.
Exactly. That's what I meant by that. Yeah.
I look at actions. Mm-hmm. You know, where does someone occupy my space in the room? Are they in front of me or are they behind me?
Yeah. Or if they're side by side.
Well, here's the thing, guys. When they do the face to face, it's confrontational.
That's right. That's why men do their best bonding at sporting events and in the car.
Because they're side by side.
That's right. Go figure.
Well, I think some of that you can do. It makes hand traps a whole lot harder.
That's a karate thing. It's true.
JKD.
Which tell the people what JKD is.
Jeet Kune Do.
There you go. Jeet Kune Do, which is a martial arts form. And Matt loves his acronyms. So sometimes you have to have him explain his acronyminity.
Well, yeah, I could use FMA.
Yes, you could.
Filipino martial arts.
That's right.
But yeah, hand traps are one of those things that yeah, they're fun.
True.
What can I say? They're fun.
Yes, well.
And that's important. It's like, so, yeah, we're along this journey, and someone had this conversation with me, and it's like, oh, well, and they couldn't be there, and they were doing the fear of missing out, mm-hmm. and you know, hey, awesome, you missed out. However, let's do something else. Mm-hmm.
You open up.
When you're in a better place, we can have a mini event.
Yeah, absolutely. And you gave that opportunity, and you didn't just shut them down because they had a bad moment.
Yeah,
you know, because they communicated. They didn't just not show up and not say anything. You do terrible with ghosting. Someone ghosts you, you just basically shut them down.
Yeah, I don't view ghosting as well. It is
a form of communication.
It is a form of communication. It's a very cowardly form of communication.
It's very passive. Very, I guess you could say it's passive aggressive because you're being aggressive by being passive.
Well, yeah, because you make a conscious decision not to interact.
Yeah,
and then you play avoidance games.
Yeah,
and so when I say cowardly, I really mean just point one. Coward.
Yeah.
No problem saying that.
Yep. I know. So there we are. We've had all kinds of, I have no idea what time, how are we doing for time?
Oh, we're 25 minutes.
So we're in the,
so yeah.
So, to the last little.
So find someone, if you want to get to your road of success.
Your yellow brick road, as it were.
Yeah, because it is a yellow brick road. Because if you stray off, the monkeys are going to get you.
Oh, no. Anything
but the flying monkeys. You need to ask yourself some questions or have someone ask you questions.
That's brave. It can be brave to have someone ask you questions.
Yeah. And at the same time, they can see if your answers line up with what you're doing.
There you go. And it'll help you see whether or not your answers line up with what you're doing.
Because it requires that give and take. Any sort of motion requires that give and take. Mm-hmm. And moving forward, you got to put one foot in front of the other.
Yep.
And then, you know, manage your balance to put the other foot forward so you get that forward motion. So, yeah, why do you do what you do? Mm-hmm. If you're not doing that, how do you get there?
Uh-huh.
These are really not difficult questions, but.
Yes, they are. They're not difficult questions to say. They're difficult questions to answer. They can be very difficult to answer if you're not ready to answer them. The why question, mm-hmm. I that was a dig for me.
Yeah.
And I was almost prepared for it. So yeah, it took some work.
So why do you do what you do?
I do what I do because I want to take care of people around me and I love to solve problems.
See, it's weird and you know, how are you doing that?
I'm doing that by making sure that people have the coverage they need and making sure that they're comfortable in my office and get the policies that they're prepared to, that they need to move forward in a healthy manner. Why do you do what you do?
Why do I do what I do?
Yeah.
Because that's my deep-seated, I want to take care of people.
Okay. And how do you accomplish that?
By using by working with computers and people.
There you go.
It's one of those weird things. However, one of the vehicles we use, and this is something that the people need to consider, one of the vehicles that we really use to convey this is comfort.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
We have talked
about
that.
That's what we kind of launched that. You know, the whole concept of today was comfort. Comfort levels to a degree.
Mm-hmm. So yes, if you find this, I'm not comfortable here. It's probably because you're not on your yellow brick road. So hey, everyone, have a great week. Zay Suzilla is out, and
that's where I go.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.